Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. This is Ed Shanahan. Welcome to The Unexplained World. I'm your host, and okay, as we all know, this is just a test. So, looking for the callers that I asked to call in to give me a call. So, let's see. Okay, just bear with me. I'm looking for Hello, 219. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. I see what I got to do. I can't be listening to myself when I got this running. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Okay. There's about a 2-second delay in this. Okay. So there's about a 2-second delay in this. Let's see who else we have up here. Are you listening to the radio show itself?
Annette. That is not, no.
Okay. That's good then, probably, because...
You never listen to yourself on the radio when you're on the radio.
Yeah, there's a couple of there's a few seconds delay, so, and it picks up what is actually being said, you know, as I'm listening to it on the computer, it's picking up. So we may have to give the people a little message to... Please
turn down the volume.
Yeah, turn down the volume, turn down their computer. So, okay, let's see who else we have out here. But you sound good to me, and I'm hoping the other people listening are listening and can leave us know how they sound.
Well, if you're out there listening, people, phone us at 646-915-9653.
Oh, you're doing very good. You're doing better than I am right this second. I'm nervous.
I got notes.
Oh, okay.
Don't forget, didn't somebody say I was born for this?
Yeah. Somebody said we work good together. I don't know if you're the support team or what. Let's see, 708-308. This is pretty neat, though, because you can you could mute people if you want. You know what I'm saying? If they get a little out of hand.
Or put them on hold. Get back to their story, all right? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, 708-380. Who's there?
John.
Hey, John.
Hi, John.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm finer than frogs here.
Oh, good. I haven't heard that one in a long time. That's adorable.
What did he say?
Finer than frog's hair.
Oh, okay.
Which is all very right. Fine.
ever see hair on a frog?
Invisible is so fine.
Just to make mention over here on my end, I'm trying to click on the computer, click to listen.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving me a block. I'm not able to get in.
You're not able to get in, huh?
That is correct.
Okay.
It's giving me some kind of a yellow... thing on the bottom of the hand and like a block a pop-up
blocker.
Well, we can't
have my hand too, Ed. If just pretend like I didn't know that I was here, how would I get to you?
Car?
What is it, John? .com?
Okay, wait a second. One passed. Okay, I just got in. Wait a minute.
Oh, Windows
Media Player is coming up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because there's that little thing that says click to listen. So.
Right.
Car. What is it, John?
Okay, yeah, here we go. I got it. I'm in.
One pass. Okay, I just had it.
Okay, now I'm going to turn it down so you don't get the feedback.
Yeah, see, there is a delay, which is neat, because we can possibly mute somebody, you know what I'm saying, that needs to be muted. Oh, and that, I found out, too, that we can upload music to this, okay? So, you remember the intro that you and Greg did for the Unexplained World?
Yeah.
Is it okay if I use that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for the beginning of the program?
Sure. Try to make money off it if you can.
Try to make money off it? Well, that's fine to have you and Ian and stuff do readings, you know, once in a while on there. So, for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Feel free. That's a fun intro.
Yeah. And how's it sound to you, Jen?
Good.
It's kind of neat, isn't it?
John, are you on speakerphone?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Is that bothering you on that end?
No, not at all. I just can hear a little, you know, a little echoing in the back. I was just curious if that's what it was or it's because it's some kind of weird connection. Just checking.
No, it's just a weird person, not a connection.
Well, that's kind of unsaid. hey, you know that house that was across the street, the haunted house across the street?
Yeah.
Somebody's doing something. They put a new roof on it, and they boarded up the windows. Looks like they're going to revamp the whole thing.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so... I'm sure they're just putting a new roof on just to get through the winter so the whole thing doesn't fall down. And then in the spring, I'll start questioning them, see what they got going on over there. Maybe we can get some tours or something in there, Ed.
Yeah, you know, and throw something a little back to them if they need it, you know.
Sure.
So, but,
we'll give you a spot on our radio show.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm even thinking of, Witchy Wearables if, you know, to give them a little plug, you know, at first. How do you feel about that?
Sure.
Yeah, so.
They've been doing stuff for you. Why not?
Yeah. Well, it's been kind of two-way street. The neat thing about this, too, John and Annette, that there is a way of finding out how many listeners you had, too.
There is a way.
Yeah. It's in the archives. It tells you how many listeners you had for the show and everything else. So
you don't know until after.
Right.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah. So it's neat.
So if you're talking to nobody, you wouldn't know it until afterwards.
Yeah. And I won't tell you. It's neither. But
we have ways of making you talk.
Still waiting to see... I'm listening to see how much of a delay is in this. Yeah, there's a good amount. But you know what? If you turn up your volume, it sounds good. John, you're there. If you turn up the volume, it sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound good.
Still waiting. If you turn up your volume, I'm listening to see how much of a delay. It sounds good.
Yeah, but you know what? When I turned up the volume, you disappeared from my phone.
Do I really?
Yeah, let's try that again.
Okay, I'll talk while I'm doing this.
And you're there. If you turn up the volume, it sounds good.
You talking?
I was talking.
How about now?
All right. I'm talking now while that thing's playing. How does it sound to you?
Okay, yeah, it sounds good.
Okay, I'll talk while I'm doing this.
Oh, man, I could just imagine being drunk doing this. And having the volume up.
This delay, okay? I'm going to start right about 14, 15, 16, 17.
I'm talking now while that thing's playing. How does it sound to you?
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
Okay, I'll talk while I'm doing it.
There's about a 5-second delay, isn't there, or 10-second?
No, it's more than that.
This delay, okay? I'm going to start right about 14,
20 seconds.
16, 17, I'm talking.
That's a 20-second delay.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
How many?
20 seconds.
20? Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Let's see.
I'm looking to see. I got Darlene's supposed to call in, and so is Deanne. And I got to find a patrol bar. Okay, let's see if they're on there. Somebody from a 708. So let's see who that is. It may be. I'm going to have to use my other phone. Hello, 708. Who is this?
It's Deanne.
Hi, Deanne. How you doing?
Hi, Deanne.
Hi.
Hi, Deanne.
How have you been?
Okay.
Well, Annette and Deanne, you do know each other from a while back. Yeah.
We do. How are you, honey?
Good. How are you?
Fine, fine. How's Griffin? He must be big by now.
Oh, God, he's 2 going on like 20.
Yeah, Xander 2, exactly.
Yeah, and then Logan. I have Logan now that's 1, so.
Oh, and I've got Dane 8 months.
Yeah.
Oh, we've been so busy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to touch that one.
Oh, this is wild.
Did you listen to any of it at the end?
Yeah, I did. You know what? I had to turn it down, though, because of a delay.
Right, right. But it sounded pretty good to you,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it sounds real good.
Yeah, this is going to be neat. So,
you know, I'm trying to get into it right now on the internet just for the sake of getting in there, and I see the click to listen, and I'm clicking it.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, maybe I got a pop-up blocker or something stupid going on. Maybe that's what my problem is.
Put a screen.
Let me try it now.
Yeah, look at the top of the screen. It says pop-up blocked, and it'll give you a number. Click on that, and it'll allow you
to... Oh, now see, I turned the pop-up blocker off.
Mm-hmm.
It's still saying Internet Explorer cannot display the web page. Most likely causes you're not connected. Oh, well, I am, though. I know that. Typing.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, boy, I don't know.
Huh. Did you have any problems, Deanne?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm just staring at the screen with all the...
That's what I'm saying. With the echoes and the delay in the screen,
yeah,
you can... and if you're drinking or doing something else, it could be a hell of a journey. You think we should recommend that or not?
What, something else? Or taking a journey?
Yeah, taking a journey.
Or take a journey while you're doing something else.
Take a journey with the show.
You know, back in the day, of course I would have recommended it. Now I don't.
No, you can't.
Now I'm a mommy now. No more recommending that kind of behavior.
Yeah. Well, we'll let John do it then.
There you go.
You still there, John?
I'm no quitter.
You're no quitter?
He's over there doing it. That's why he's so quiet.
I'm busy rolling.
All right.
Now we're just waiting for... now, how many we got online? 1, 2, 3, 4. And if Deanne, Darlene calls, then that'll make the 5. You're allowed 5 people at one time. So you can actually have a conversation if you want to talk about a subject matter or something.
Now, Ed, how about this? You said you could put people on hold. What if Darlene called in and we had 5, mm-hmm. and then a 6th person was dialing in? Can you actually see that they're trying to get in so you can put somebody else on hold to answer that call?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
It's just like a regular what I wish we had, you know, which is, I mean, I can't ask for any more than this right here, is... Yeah, if it was cool if we that's what I'm saying with the prayer thing. I'm thinking to have people instant message me on that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because
them off as you go.
Yeah, we'll take a certain moment in the show and have them you know, then read it off. So I'm gonna click on Messenger now. And because I don't know what happened to Darlene.
Yeah, we'll take
So, Annette.
Yeah.
Are you there? Do you you think the possibility of doing the past lives is a reality or what?
Sure, I'll do it.
Okay, cool. I may have...
For next week?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine, no problem.
We'll have Deanne also. She'll be doing tarot readings at times. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Me, I really can't, you know, how do I contact the dead the way I do, you know, doing it this way? You know what I'm saying? So.
You're saying you cannot?
I what I'm, yeah, basically what I'm saying is, I don't know. I don't know how I could pull
you know,
out.
What if people sent you something ahead of time, where you
mm-hmm.
get, or you did a reading ahead of time and then could
mm-hmm.
come on at least talk about it?
Oh.
Or have them send something, a lock of hair, a something, I don't know.
Hmm.
And then you could receive it in the mail. I mean, it has to be all ahead of time. You could say, hey,
well,
send
you know
me
what?
Stuff, and then I'll read it over the radio.
Here's something. John, you there?
Yes.
Okay. Here's something, guys. We could actually do a remote, okay? All I need is the phone number and the PIN number. And I can have somebody else sitting at the computer. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We could call in from a remote type of thing. If we're at a location or something, it hosts the show from the location.
Like a haunted walk?
Yeah, or the Historical Society house. We pretty much got the okay of going in there.
Sure, or even sitting doing live doing readings. Any of the above?
Yeah. And all I would have to do is have somebody sitting at their computer accepting phone calls and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, see, when I have you guys as a host now, here's the nice thing that works, because I was reading more about it. I could have you call a couple minutes before the show and just be waiting in the wings. Okay? So when the show comes on, boom, you're there already.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I cannot listen to this thing.
Well, you know what? You might be able to. I'll leave it in the archives for a little bit, for a couple days, Annette. And you could probably then go back and listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had to turn it down because I can't. For...
Oh, no. It's impossible to...
Oh, you have to turn it down when you're involved. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm just hypnotized, though, by the screen.
You could change the screen, too, at the Windows Media Player. I'm playing with this thing. This is a blast.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, yeah.
What are you getting?
Right now it's Bars and Waves, titled Firestorm. And as you guys are talking, it's almost like a equalizer. And
yeah.
It's just shooting up these lava flames.
You're kidding.
Like an equalizer bar. It's pretty cool.
Huh.
But then again, it might be that trip of mine.
So how did you say...
I love you, John. You're funny.
How did you say you could do... Let me...
Are you on Windows Media Player?
Yeah.
Okay, at the almost very top left, right above where it says author, blog, talk, radio, then you have the right and left little buttons. Click them.
Annette's missing out. I don't know this, you know.
I know. I'm so sad.
Well, if we were there, we'd all give you a big hug.
Oh, hey. Thanks.
Yes.
I
just heard you say you're sad again.
I'm not sad now. You guys just gave me a hug.
20 seconds ago, you were. I heard it.
Oh, right. It's funny how a woman's mood changes in 20 seconds, isn't it?
Hey, again, no comment.
Kathy, are you listening?
No, she ain't.
She should be. I'm calling her on the other line.
That's the cool thing, too. I'm using a cell phone now, but I may use the other line, the regular landline next time, Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, Darlene, we're instant messaging each other. Why this is going on? God, I'm going to have a brain freeze. She said, we all sound good, nice and clear, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, Darlene.
Hi, Darlene.
I gotta find
a big shout out to Darlene.
I gotta close some of these web pages. I got about 8 of them open right now. You know, I can't find what I want. Welcome to blog. But Annette, here's the question.
Yeah.
And maybe I should ask you this off the line. I don't want too many people, if there's other listeners. Jeez, I may ask you this off the line. I don't want to look too much out of the bag. Because you do know we get copied. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Been there, been in that board many times.
Yeah, how's New Orleans?
Oh,
that was a dig. I not towards you, but you know.
Oh, I know.
Couldn't resist. Okay, Darlene's got a message to you, John. Okay, maybe next time. Use the dial-up instead of the speakerphone because the echo sounds, I guess, echoey. So.
Well, I'm going to turn my speakerphone off then.
Okay. So.
How's that?
That sounds good.
There he is. He's out of the hole.
Yeah, because you sounded like you were a distance away. You know what I'm saying? Earlier. So.
No, it was only about 6 or 8 inches, but I mean. Yeah, that's why we're testing. If it's not working,
you don't use it as a rule.
Oh, it's a rule.
Well, you know the joke is, you know, oh, that's only 6 inches. My husband said it was 12. He doesn't use it as a rule.
Ooh. I resemble that remark.
Oh no, you poor thing. So, how about the paranormal anyway, huh, guys?
You know, I went to Crete, to Evergreen Cemetery, and in Shadowlands, they were talking, well, I'm putting all of these things on my GPS, every single one of them in the whole state of Illinois and Indiana. And we went out to Mantino Hospital, Mental Institute, and it was not there. And after that, we went to Crete, Brian and I. We went to Crete to the cemetery, and it claims that whenever you take a picture, you will see a girl in the background of the picture. And it was true. I not only got a picture of the girl, but I got some really nice mists, vapors, hope, whatever you want to call it. But it was pretty cool. And I only took 9 pictures. This cemetery is in a very Italian area. When we were going through, apparently the neighborhood did not recognize the car. They came out in full force to keep an eye on us. So we respected it and left. So all I got was 9 pictures as I was driving. I'd stop a little bit and look around, make it look like I'm looking for somebody that I know. But took a couple quick click click here, click click there, and with 9 pictures, I got 2 really nice, bright, clearly visible pictures.
Wow. Are they up online?
No. I switched from Comcast to SBC Global, and this week I'm switching back to Comcast because that was one of the dumbest things I ever did.
Yeah.
So
well,
I haven't gotten a single email from the group in 2 weeks since I did the change.
Wow.
That's probably unacceptable. And Ed guided me in and helped me log back on under a new name
user,
and everything.
Yeah.
And I still get nothing. And when I called him the other night, he says, well, you know what, I'm going to send you an invite because I don't even see you here.
Right.
This SBC is out of here. I'm going back to the Comcast.
Yeah, that's where I have Comcast. I got their phone service. I have their cable and I have the computer, and Cassie says we're saving about, having it all combined as one, we're saving about $60 a month.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and
we were saving that with the SBC, but it's just not working.
No. I had a little trouble with the modem with Comcast. I mean, yesterday I thought it was a storm, and it was. I actually, my dial-up was working faster, believe it or not. I still hear Prodigy still. But the thing, so I called them, and they said to do this, shut it off, press the button in the back, shut it off, and it kind of reboots it, okay? I'm actually running faster than what I was before, so I can't complain, you know.
Right.
So, oh, I'm doing what you said. Deanne, are you looking at the, are you still hypnotized by the screen?
Oh, yeah.
If you go up under now playing, okay, you'll see a little button, three little buttons. Click the one to your right, and you get all kinds of, yeah, this kind of.
It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, this one will be good for me. It's like having a EVP thing in my hand, you know, EMF meter. I mean, I stopped concentrating.
So where do you go now playing and then?
There's a now playing and there's like three little buttons in the bottom right below that.
Okay.
With a name next to it. Click the right button.
Okay, why am I not finding it?
It's at the top left of the screen.
Right, I have that.
Okay, there's three little buttons. Two of them point one to the right, one to the left, and the other one points down. Directly under now playing. Are you in Windows Media Player?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it should be right up there in the top left.
Okay, it's there, and then there's a media guide, a copy from CD, media.
And I picture Annette sitting over there hitting her button trying to get the listen to now, right?
Exactly. Am I supposed to have a username and all that?
No.
I don't need that, right? Okay.
Are you on our webpage for the radio show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see your.
Does it say listen to show? Does it say listen to show?
Click to listen. It's flashing. Huh. Host name, Unexplained World.
It comes up in a separate window. Did another window come up?
No, I just got one. I got one web page here that just says host channel, Unexplained World, dial in number, blah blah blah. Click to listen.
Yeah.
So I click, here comes another screen, but it says Internet Explorer cannot display the web page.
All right, hit the refresh button on it.
Okay. It's thinking.
No?
No, no, it's thinking. It's not telling me anything yet.
Yeah. Maybe we got 1,000 listeners. Who knows?
2,000.
Well, if you're out there, try to call in. They can put me on hold. I don't mind. 646-915-9653. Unexplained World.
You did that good.
Thank y'all.
You say a practice?
No, it's not working.
Huh.
I don't know.
Okay, let me click on. I think
maybe there's a help somewhere later when we're
okay,
done.
I should have had Darlene. Are you there, Darlene?
Yes, I'm here now.
Okay.
Good. Hi, Darlene.
I think you had to unmute me.
Yeah, I did. I unmute. Well, like I said, I started looking at that Windows Media Player thing, and it's I can't look at that. I started.
I'm still looking at it.
That's why you're so quiet.
I know. I'm just like.
Me too.
My mind wanders, like.
It does.
How did we sound, darling?
You sound really great. You really do.
Good.
It should work
out really
well. Hi, John.
All the personalities sound all right?
Oh, yeah. You sound really good together, too.
Okay.
That's spooky.
Yeah, and Annette definitely has a talent for it.
Oh, we got an 817 number. Got an 817 calling in.
Hello, 817.
Well, there's five of us on the line right now.
I'll hang up and you can take that one.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I can call back later. All right?
All right.
Thank you, Darlene.
Okay. All right, let's see who we... Wow, we got a few numbers coming in.
All right, see? There's a little shout-out. Here they come.
What's... Now, 817 disappeared. Hold on. I hope
come
they
back.
Didn't... 817, if you're out there, feel free to call back. So, hopefully we didn't scare them off, but... here they are. Let's see. Hello, 817.
Hello.
Who am I talking to?
This is Bob Franklin.
Hi, Bob Franklin.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. How y'all doing this evening?
How you doing?
Can't complain too much. Popped in on the show. Thought I'd call in and see what's going on there.
Well, we're just basically doing a test because next week we're going to run the full-length show. We're going to have Annette, who is basically co-creator of The Unexplained World. With me, she's going to be doing past life readings and that. I think we're going to go with also the paranormal news. Does that sound familiar, Annette?
It's always fun, yeah.
Yeah. We're also going to have a prayer. People who need prayers to instant message me, and we'll give them a reading at the end as far as reading out the request, basically, of because I do believe in the power of group praying for individuals. So, and they have produced miracles in the past. So
group praying for individuals.
Yeah, I mean, if, like, let's say I might
instant message in and say, oh, please pray for my father. He's going to be having some testing this week. They think he's got lymphoma. You know, let's all pray that he gets through his testing and he's comfortable and he's not freaking out and that it comes
back
negative.
So what I'll do is I'll see this in the IMs, okay, in some messages, and I'll say, Annette is asking for prayers for her father who has this or that. John is asking for prayers for his son who has this and that. It'll just be right off like that. I will not be added comments or anything like that. I won't be, you know, I'll just give a fast rundown of the individuals who are asking for prayers. We thought about that, and does that sound good to the rest of the group?
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So there isn't going to be no, you know, falling under any religious beliefs or anything. It's just going to be simple as what I said. So.
How about this, Ed? Now, anybody who's listening in, we're all probably of a different spiritual path.
Right.
Now, I know in my personal spirituality, I
mm-hmm.
need permission from somebody in order to, you know, to do what I do,
mm-hmm.
for healing or et cetera. So we might want to put a little disclaimer somewhere, maybe in the front page, or we might want to say it out loud, that anybody who says, please pray for so-and-so, that they're giving permission that everybody do their thing for that.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
I might leave you give that feedback before I start reading the names. How's that sound?
That's fine. I'll make a note. Okay.
Yeah, because...
Little disclaimer. Because, you know, I would do a spell for healing, let's say. And somebody might not want me to do a spell on them.
Yeah.
So I need permission for that. Okay.
All right, the caller. Do you have any questions, or are you just seeing how things are going? Rob.
Mr. Franklin.
Hello.
Are you still there? Did you hang up?
Let me check.
Okay. Did you mute him?
No, I didn't do nothing. I didn't touch nothing.
Okay.
The individual is gone. So.
Maybe you want to say hello.
Feel free to call back. Like I said, we're testing right now. We're doing some, we're thinking out loud also, and that's a good way to, you know, for us, number one, to see how this thing is working. Number two, to, you know, give feedback while we're all together at one time. Still there, John?
Yeah. I just got the new issue of Ghost Magazine.
How was that?
Just got it yesterday. Didn't read too much of it, but it looks like it's got some good articles in it.
Do you have it mailed to you or?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a Ghost Expo 07 in Richmond, Virginia. Might be fun to go to.
Yeah, somebody asked about me going there, maybe speaking. So,
where is that at?
Where is that at?
Yeah.
It's in Virginia, right?
Yeah, Fredericksburg. It's right outside Richmond, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Let me introduce, if there's other listeners there, who's on the line right now. Basically, these are our co-hosts. We'll have one, maybe two at a time. They'll each, you know, get a turn at it. We have Annette, who's the co-founder and the high priestess of the Covenant of the White Heart, right?
Hello, that's right.
Yeah. We have, and she also has participated in a lot of our psychic fairs in the past. Right now, it's a little hard for her. And
I'm on my hiatus.
Yeah.
I'm a piece of burden with a 20-pounder and a 28-pounder right now.
How many more on the way, Annette?
Oh, bite your tongue. I'm done.
Okay. Then we have Darlene. She is basically my co-reader when we're invited to do readings at locations, house parties, fundraisers, whatever.
Darlene.
Deanne. You know what? I have to change your guys' names. Deanne. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. We have Deanne, who is a co-reader with me, and she's also part of something we hope to be starting up later called Unity of Faith. And we're, I just dropped my phone. Thank God I didn't plug myself. We're going to expand on doing other things, seances with conscious channeling before the psychometry with items. We also, and anything else you want to add to that, Deanne?
Nothing that I could think of right now. I'm so mesmerized by my screen.
Okay, next time Deanne's on here, she's not allowed to look at her screen.
You can't minimize that.
What picture do you have on there right now, may I ask?
What's on here right now?
Yeah.
Chippendales, obviously.
There you go.
Okay, John, speaking of Chippendales.
I'm sorry, I just had to go.
John is basically, he's an investigator. He goes out and hits a lot of spots and then notifies me if it may be of interest, because he has a great interest in this. And you want to add to that, John?
Investigator.
There's different categories, okay?
John, what would you call yourself?
About 6 foot, 250 pounds, and having fun.
Yeah. Real peanut. Don't give us a name.
what title would you give yourself? Let's say that.
A searcher. What? A seeker. What do you got?
Yeah, searcher. I like searcher because Brian and I, and of course.
Brian is his co-partner in this. So go
right.
ahead.
Yeah, okay. Brian's my co-partner. We got a little thing that's called PAST, Paranormal Anomaly Search Team. Investigator, how do you investigate something like this? You go somewhere and you experience it. So, I don't know. I don't think I ever liked the terminology of investigator. Not that it's a wrong title, but I don't think it fits me.
Okay.
And I don't know. I never was one for titles anyway. I did stand-up comedy, and, oh, wow, he's a comedian. No, I'm just doing a job. You know, that's just me. So, I don't know, I'm just out having fun. Life's too short not to.
And what places have really interest you?
Dream Reapers.
Mm-hmm.
This Evergreen Hill Cemetery in Crete was really, really interesting. I mentioned to you about the ice rink in Baku.
Right. Keep that to ourselves for right now.
I didn't say a word.
Okay.
And Sacred Heart Cemetery it is always full of things. I really like Sacred Heart. Along with Archer Woods, I got a couple of pictures of the same boy more than once. And that was just to the east of where we had the circle of energy with the candles and everything that night, down at midnight.
Okay.
But with the Shadowlands book and putting it out all on the GPS, it guides me right there. And I'm just like going out on a cruise and going to different places. There's a lot of stuff in the Kankakee, Joliet area. There's a lot of other cities, you know, smaller cities in the same area, but there's a lot of different places to go, and I'm taking advantage of some extra free time. And I'm going to these places to check them out and bring back some information for the group.
Well, the cool thing about the Kankakee area is we have Don and Mark out there. So
right.
If you ever need, you know, help in that direction. And Joliet, we're going to be tagging up with an individual named Rob. He's out of that area. They're an investigation
okay.
group. And I'll be meeting with their, hopefully with their group in the very near future. And Deanne.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of Deanne, she also is involved in our circle of energy. Okay. She provides protection for those who, for everybody, let's put it that way, and who, you know, who are willing to accept it. She believes there should be protection. I believe you believe that too, don't you, Annette?
Absolutely. Bravo, Deanna. That's awesome. Good job.
Oh, yeah. We bummed heads on this
one. Ed needs that. He doesn't think he'll beat on.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. You wouldn't believe the discussions that me and Deanna had on that. I finally gave in.
Yeah, he, you know, I swear, Ed just he wants to just put a big bullseye on his forehead or something. Come and get me, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Deanne will admit that, I think she'll admit that she gets, now I'll throw this out to all three of you and to the listeners, too. Why don't I get hit? And why does she get hit? Because basically, she's standing to the left of me. Same thing when we had Shannon out there. She was the one that would get hit also. Annette, do you have any idea why maybe?
Why don't you get hit? And physically and, hit? Or?
Yeah, she was actually cut last time.
Physically and I guess all of the above.
No, okay, so you're putting up your protection for everyone else, including yourself, or are you using your energy to protect everybody else, which leaves you vulnerable?
Including myself.
I'm not trying to say that you're not doing it right, but there may be some flaw in that, and maybe that's why you're being struck. They're trying to strike you. That's like somebody who's holding a rope for everybody else, and if you want everybody else to fall, what do? You hit the guy with the rope. You know what I mean? Because how can you put yourself in your own rope? Maybe it's something like that. Ooh, dead silence. Sorry.
No, I just said just
you see what I mean, though, Deanna?
Yeah.
And by her getting hit, I mean she has the most physical, well, not so much her, because Azar got hit. She got physically, I guess you could say, what would you say, Deanna?
Contacted?
What?
Contacted?
Yeah. Because Deanna actually got, I guess you could say, cut the last time.
Right. It felt like somebody came behind me and stabbed me in my back, and there was actually an actual physical mark on my back. After that.
Is that weird in that, or?
Well, you know, I wasn't there, and I'm not sure what exactly you're calling. I don't think you know either, Ed, so it's really hard to say.
Yeah.
You know, when I do seance or any of the above, I have a specific entity in mind. When I'm not just saying, hey, is anybody out there? Come and talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I never do that, as you know.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't just say, hey, come and get me, I just, you know, I always make sure I know who I'm contacting. So you don't know what you're dealing with, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it's a spirit person, if they were a person that was going to stab a woman, what's going to stop them in the spirit realm from trying to stab a woman, especially if they think that she's protecting everybody else and they want to stab them too? That's my thinking.
Well, I hope you don't scare Deanne away from doing this.
No.
Because
I'm just thinking maybe a check and balances system might be a good thing to do, Deanne. Or Deanna, perhaps while you're supporting a portion of the group, somebody else can be supporting the other portion of the group that includes you. You know, kind of an overlap of protection.
Right.
Somebody who's concentrating on protecting the protector. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know, that actually did come through. The person that was to my left at that time really held me up and through.
It got you through it?
Yes.
Good. Well,
yes,
good.
Definitely.
Well, it was kind of like on the fly, so maybe if there was a plan of attack ahead of time, you know, you work it out ahead of time. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, because that's, you know, I hate to see her go through that.
Well, that was the one time.
Yeah. Well, the last time we didn't make contact, so we felt there was possibly a negative person, remember, involved.
A lot of low energy, I felt. A lot of...
Yeah. Did you shut off that webpage yet? Sounds like you're running out of gas, kid. And when we were going to do it the last time by Annette's, we were going to do it by that house, but because of the circumstances of Annette warning, you know, of possibly new owners there, and what my
Let's
wife
not go
said
to jail.
About, yeah. Well, my wife said don't get arrested tonight. We decided not to do it or go beyond the line of the property. So Annette hasn't. You haven't experienced that yet, have you?
What, being arrested?
No, being. not even gonna
oh,
go
I've been booked a couple times.
not even going to go there. I mean, you haven't experienced the circle of energy.
No, I have not.
Yeah, so. I'm not sure if you really want to. I don't think you trust me with doing it. Or the way I do it. Let's put it
You're a wild card.
Yeah, so.
You're a rogue searcher.
Oh, but, yeah. I'll attest to that, definitely.
What? I just feel like I've been called a name and don't know what it was. What?
No. So you're out there. Okay, well, I used rogue searcher. Rogue meaning just crazy, go out and try anything, searcher.
Oh. Okay.
That you know, John goes and, you know, looks for different things to have the experience, you know, like kind of flow over him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're more like, you're rogue. It's like, okay. Oh, come and blast it. Hit me in the head with it if you can, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm the one that gets hit.
Well,
what's
what do they tell
thing?
You in rehab when you're hanging with the wrong guys? You got to stay away from the guys with the stuff that hurts you, you know.
I just
sent out a couple instant messages to some people that are on my list to have them with the link to the webpage. So let's, you know, to the show. So let's see if maybe they tune in, you know. But
call in, people.
So
let us know your opinion.
Yeah.
If we're talking about something that you want to speak your piece on, we'd love to hear it. They all are welcome.
Hold on. John, say something, will you?
Something, will you? Forgot to mention earlier, you were just talking about the last outing where we were at the cemetery with the butcher of Payless.
Right.
Brian has a book And while we were there, a couple people were saying, you know, I think the story was made up around a campfire. He actually has a book with the story. And when we were there, there was the stone that said Butcher on it. That was his.
Right.
That was his, because they didn't put his first name on it. All they put on there was Butcher.
Really?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
My allergies get really bad. I feel like I'm in a
bar. So it's, I don't know if it's, I think I mentioned that it's, but the area also, and this has been confirmed by the Historical Society, was an Indian burial ground. So that is, somebody asked if that was you talking, Jan, and I said, yeah, that's John talking. Anybody feel free to call in. We have one open line right now, so... and yes, that's me talking too, Jan. Yeah, we kept this. This is basically a test for next Sunday. We're going to start future broadcasts for anybody listening. We're going to start our broadcasting next Sunday. Annette is going to be doing past life readings, and I'm getting nothing but people stop emailing me or instant messaging me. I can't think of three things at one time, but. Feel free to call in if you want. The phone number is on top of Annette. What's the phone number?
The number is area code 646-915-9653.
Yeah, and basically the reason why we're going at 9 o'clock at night is for the simple fact that most cell phones are free, long distance phone calls are cheaper, and stuff like that. So that's why we're going that route. And we have approximately 8 minutes left of the show. So.
And I'm going to have to sign off, guys, because the baby's waking up.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And,
okay. It was great to talk to you, Deanna, John. You guys take care.
Take care.
Ed, I'll talk to you tomorrow sometime.
Okay, kids. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That went pretty good.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
As long as I'm not sitting in front of my computer.
Oh, do it like I did. I turned that thing off.
Yeah, minimize it.
Wow.
I turned that thing off, so.
Now, just a few minutes ago, just to make mention, it was a little staticky in the phone. Being that I have the computer turned down so there's not the double feedback. But in the phone, it was getting staticky for maybe about 30, 45 seconds. I don't know what caused that.
Well, I got to say, this is a neat operation they got. So,
very much so.
Now, what's the area code?
What about it?
What is that considered, like the 646?
What area?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. Hopefully we ain't calling Red China or something, you know.
Oh, this would 646.
I don't know. So.
I'll find out when I get my phone bill, I guess. Huh?
Yeah. Well, do you got Comcast?
Yes. Well,
you should call. You got it for the phone?
No.
Oh, okay. Because with Comcast, you pay one fee, and that's it. Long distance, regular phone calls, whatever. You pay one fee a month. So, and that's what's sweet about this. I just got a question. It's a message. Are we planning any? Oh, it's New York City. Okay. How's that for an answer? New York City.
We're calling New York City to talk to the next suburb.
Yeah. Well, no.
John, you're
calling,
down the street from me.
You're calling New York.
Right.
You're calling New York City to talk to the world. How's that? Okay. But like I said, if you call on your cell phone, it should be free since it's a weekend and a nighttime. Question just came in. Have you planned any more outings? Well, we're in the process of talking to the Historical Society, and for a few hours at the location, the listener knows what I'm talking about. So at that location for about 4 or 5 hours in the evening, and so that would possibly be our next outing. It's really kind of cold out right now to, you know, to go out there and do any, you know, group
right.
type. Yeah. But there's a couple places, Jen, we're waiting from, I believe, still Dream Weepers, and another location he found that's indoors. That Jen is our go-to guy for finding places.
So, thank you very much.
Yeah,
and I will, and I will have an answer this week about Dream Reapers.
Oh, really? Super.
Yes, I will.
Cool.
Super, super, super. Yeah, that would be cool. And I still got to go to the bank with Deanne. That won't be no group outing. I may take John with, leave him pull out the camera on that. And then there's the house that Deanne's connected to that I might have to go there. I don't know. And her bring her smudging sticks.
Oh, I think a lot more than smudging sticks from what
yeah.
I've heard.
I think we should bring some holy water, too, or what?
Oh, yeah, some crucifixes, even a priest or somewhat. And
yeah. John, listen to this, okay?
All
the
right.
bed levitated in his house.
Excellent.
Well, I got the call today that they are seeing ghosts, quote-unquote, and they're taking on the physical appearance of people that live in the house, the woman
really?
Herself, right? Her,
wow.
I believe her boyfriend was there, and she was sitting next to him, but he saw her standing across the room from him.
That's incredible.
Right. And then about, she said about 3 a.m., she was woken with her bed levitating and shaking. She is terrified of possession and other things that are going on. Her children do see things, hear things. It's, actually, John, you did speak with this person at the last outing.
Okay.
The person came with Deanne at the last
okay.
outing. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Do you have any history on what, where the house is, what was there before, or who owned the house before?
She has a little bit about it.
Okay.
She found two way out. I need to talk to her more about it.
Yeah.
I did give her a few suggestions to help her to feel more comfortable with what's, well, not feel comfortable, but more. Lessen the fear, a protection more so.
Okay, John.
Happen.
Not to cut you off, but I got a message for John from Jeannie.
Okay.
It says she hasn't had a second to check out the place nearby. Okay, nearby her.
Okay.
To see
okay.
if anything is still standing, and you'll know what she's talking about. So.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So, the message was delivered. Okay.
Well,
this is neat.
The apartment that I mentioned to you that's supposedly haunted out in the far southwest suburb, I have made dozens of attempts to get in touch with the owner.
Yeah.
The phone number is in the window because the one apartment supposedly was for rent. And like I said, tons of attempts to get in contact with him. I got no response and went to visit the building and knock on the door and see if the owner is actually taking one of those apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And the building is vacant.
Mm-hmm.
The whole building is vacant. Nobody
wow.
is in there point blank. And,
wow.
and there was before. The first visit I went there, there was only one out of four. No, all four are empty.
Wow. Okay, we got approximately 20 seconds left. So I want to say thank you to Annette, Deanne, you're sweet, John, And remember, next week, we're going to have Annette doing past lives, and we'll carry on with an actual show. This was a test. So thank you very much, and goodbye.
Good night.
Good night.
Cool. Now we're off the air, but we can still talk. I think it went real good, guys. I really do. So you feel like it went good?
Yeah, I actually do. I think with more direction and more more issue.
Yeah. Well, today was just a test. John, I think it sounded good. I'll go back. Now we can listen to the archives if we want. I'll leave that up for a couple of days. Darlene, let me...
if you get our name straight.
I will do that. I'm going to instant message her and ask her if it was all right. So, John, you still there? Oh, he must have hung up. So, okay, kid. Did you enjoy it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. See, you weren't so bad.
What do you mean?
Or is it?
Mm-mm.
So.
Other things that are occupying.
Okay.
You know what?
Well, talk to you tomorrow.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'll keep this in archives. So, yeah, it went good.
Yeah.
And
Annette is awesome. She's got that personality.
And I just got an email that you did great. So, hold on a second. Hold it. And somebody. Okay. So, yeah, Darlene does email me and said you did great. So. Oh, hold on. I just got another one that you were, okay. Jeez, man, this is rough, trying to talk and get neat in some messages, too. Jeannie just emailed me, and... she said, tell you hello, that you're a nice lady, and she got the Wicca book that you were talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
She should call in and tell her next time.
Well, we're off the air now.
Okay.
So.
Oh, cool.
So okay.
I
think
I
want to
stay away from that computer.
Yeah, it's something.
I'm like,
yeah. So.
It was fun.
Good.
So John has a knack of getting into places, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta give me his email address.
Why? Were you looking to get into?
My mom's place.
Yeah. Oh, we can still be heard. How about that? So.
Okay.
Let's call it quits for being on the air and talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, kid. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.